Good morning, people of God. Let us worship together as we listen to our opening hymn. There's something about the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, light the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something
let us unite in prayer. Lord, there's indeed something special and profound about your name. And it's on your name, Lord God, that we call this day. You are the healer of all, the waymaker, the lover of outcasts, the living water, overflowing with justice. But you are also Christ, our companion. You are wisdom, the rabbi, incomparable. And so to you, Lord, name above all other names, hear our call for you to be present with us, that we may know you and we can praise your presence with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, as we gather this morning, I want to begin my reflection by listening to the request of the disciples to the Lord Jesus when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. But I want to begin by asking you to reflect with me on the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his letters and papers from prison. This is what he wrote. Our being Christian today will be limited to two things, prayer and righteous action among people. All Christian thinking, all Christian speaking, and all Christian organizing must be born anew out of prayer and action. The model prayer that Jesus gave the community becomes our guide in two respects. First, it begins as a prayer for global awareness, because this is how it reads. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Secondly, we need to notice that it is in the plural. Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. People of God, we believe what we pray. And so we need to ask the question, do we as God's people truly believe what we pray when we pray the Lord's Prayer? Because I believe to believe the Lord's Prayer and to pray it means that we embody the Lord's Prayer. So for today, I want for us to consider the invitation of the Lord Jesus, an invitation to transforming mission. In other words, the question that I pose, will you and I sign up to become participants in God's transforming mission? I believe the best way to participate in God's mission in the world is to learn that we need to live the Lord's Prayer. So now I invite you to think about the prayer. Because of the familiarity, we've learned this prayer from when we were little, that we just say the words and not necessarily reflect on its meaning. So pray with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I've included in this morning's reflection the Lord's Prayer, which you can sing at the conclusion of this reflection, otherwise at another time throughout this week, to the tune of Gumbaya, my Lord. The prayer which we just offered is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11. People of God, we participate in God's transforming mission when we share life together as a beloved community. Together is the doing word. Gospel life is life together. Sharing life together in Jesus means we are part of a diverse family. And when we share life together, we must share it honestly. Because transforming mission happens when we share life together in the midst of our differences. But it offers us a place where we can be ourselves. What a different world you and I find ourselves in today. No one is spared the possibility of being affected by COVID-19 or its consequences. I'm reflecting now on one of the mental institutions I worked as a student in Grahamstown. One of the mental health support groups I was asked to facilitate, we were taught in that particular context to always allow members to speak freely and to speak honestly, no matter how messy or messed up the sharing would be. It's in this group that I've seen and experienced the Spirit of God at work. It is in this particular way that I could see a mess being turned, transformed into a beautiful message. Indeed, I stand firm in the belief that indeed God in His own time will make all things beautiful again and again. I've realized that this is exactly where transforming mission takes place, in community. Under the bridge between Mariesburg Road, Ophram, and Gordon Road, Ophram, there are homeless people sleeping under the bridge. I know two of them by name because they are familiar. They've sought help from us as a community of faith. They've sought help from me in a personal capacity. They've sought help from others in and around our community. Very often before COVID-19, I would go there to drop off a sami, a blanket, a pack of clothes when I know that there's a cold front coming, or for whatever reason I needed to reach out. I don't understand why they stick together, but the exact same group welcomes, embraces, laughs, they are thankful, they express their gratitude for those who come to bring, to be a presence. I've seen transforming mission because one of those particular young men called my name in a different province when, as a family, we took a break and we walked into the curio shop to peruse the things that were available on sale. What a delight it was to see a young man transformed, not by the good works of others, but because they believe there is good in this world. So I invite you to allow God to use you to be part and to form part of the beloved community where you are. Friends, a place where people can take off their masks. Not the ones you are called to wear out of respect for others and for others' lives and health, but we're talking about the invisible masks that we wear, because we don't want others to see who the real we or me, who we are. We need to be open about our struggles, a place where we learn to live in the light with one another. Secondly, people of God, transforming mission engages the suffering around us. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we must ask ourselves if we are actively living out each petition. When we say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," what we are actually saying to God is, "Sign us up, God. Recruit us." When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are saying to God, "Sign us up, God, recruit us, enlist us in God's Bread for the World movement." When we pray, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we also forgive and have forgiven those who trespassed against us. We are saying to God, sign us up, God, recruit us, enlist us in your work of reconciliation in this world. Friends, transforming mission engages the suffering of those around us. It's also about God's love that's made real in the world. I believe that transforming mission happens when we share life with each other in honesty and in depth. Our pain. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been engaging in the conversation that I've also invited you to by means of the media, the painful reality of gender-based violence. It cannot be ignored. As Denzel and I consider our daughter and the fact that our priority is to keep her safe and to protect her from the evils of our society, the conversation happens in our home. What is permissible, what is acceptable, and what is never, ever to be tolerated in terms of violence. Transforming mission happens when we share life with each other, and so too our brokenness. I wonder how many of you have noticed the incredible, painful story of one of our clergy female colleagues, Dr. June Dolly. She's been raped and reported it to the authorities of the particular denomination. She's not been taken seriously. She's been told it's a lie. Totally, totally broken. Transforming mission happens when we share life with each other in honesty, when we can share our struggles, when the going is tough and we admit the road of ministry is lonely. But there's also temptation. But there's also the joys, the laughter, but above all, hospitality, the sharing of our food. The question I ask not only of you, but I'm reminding myself too, do you truly believe in the Lord's Prayer? Friends, if we do believe, then for God's sake, we need to become the Lord's Prayer. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, open the invitation, explore it, and respond to it. Amen. Friends, our intercessory prayer today is in the form of a song. Be blessed as we listen together to the song, the servant song.
We are pilgrims.
benediction. People of God, walk, pray, walk huge, walk faith, walk light, and may always be you be led by peace. Walk joy, walk brave, walk love, walk strong, and may life always give you a song. I pray this in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.